how difficult is it to find suitable performers for the magic flute?
Oh, that's a great question. I think I'm going to answer that in part with an anecdote. So years ago, the first time we mounted this production, we had a wonderful queen of the night who fell ill and developed an intestinal disorder that she literally could not get out of bed. And so we had the unenviable task of figuring out how to do magic flute without a queen of the night. And let me tell you, making that announcement that Sunday afternoon matinee was not my favorite thing ever to do. But, you know, while it is the most famous 10 minutes of opera character in all of opera, it is still only 10 minutes. And so the show went on and we did this. And people would ask me afterwards, you know, how is it that you didn't have someone standing by in the wings to go on in the case of this unintended eventuality? And I said, you have to understand, when it comes to the Queen of the Night, I can think of about 6 or 7 sopranos really in the country that are capable of doing this. None of them available to fly last minute anywhere, because they are all engaged in opera because they have such a special voice and special abilities. And that's just a glimpse of how difficult it can be to find people to sing in this particular opera. And you go through the entire cast list, and everybody, there is something very specific and special that is required for them, that there's only really a handful of people who are out there today who can do the kind of quality job that Utah opera audiences demand.
Utah Opera's production of The Magic Flute opens next weekend at the Capitol Theater. Christopher, would you remind everyone how long it plays and how they can get tickets?
Sure. We, of course, are performing as normal in our home, the historic J.Q. Lawson Capitol Theater in downtown Salt Lake City. We open Saturday, March 9 at 7:30 p.m. And then we have performances on March 11. That's Monday. And so everybody, just pay attention. That performance starts at 7 p.m., not 7:30. Again, Wednesday, March 13 and 7 p.m., a little bit earlier, so we all get home on a school night at a good time. And then on the 15th, the Friday, we go back to 7:30 p.m., and then finally on the 17th, our Sunday matinee, as always, is at 2 p.m. Probably the easiest way to get tickets is just to go to our website. I try to encourage people to go this direction. If you go to utahopera.org, not only can you buy your ticket there, you can print your ticket right at home, walk into the Janet Quinney Lawson Capitol Theater and go straight basically to your seats, and you can even look at the view you get through the magic of computers at how you're going to be able to see the stage. Now, if you are old school, like I guess I still am, you can also call 801-533-NOTE. That's 6683. And, of course, our box office staff will be happy to help you find the perfect seat for your magic flute experience.
Well, good luck with the production, and thanks for chatting with me this evening.
Thank you so much, Eric.